Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Professional Development Training. What is your Teachability Index? The Teachability Index is a measure of your willingness to do two things. One, to absorb new information from other humans, as opposed to learning only from your own experience. And two, to accept and implement change in thought and action, as opposed to stubbornly resisting change. Some say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. A leopard can't change its spots. I can't change. I am what I am. The above sayings are common thoughts expressed as if they were virtues. If you are in work and you wish to continue to be so, then you need to be continually adapting and changing. Why? Because the environment around you is continually adapting and changing. In addition, the purpose of your brain is to gain knowledge. As a human being, you specialize in intelligence. As a human being, you are one of the most intelligent organisms on the planet, equipped with a learning machine between your ears. Your brain is composed of over 250 billion neurons, each one making connections with between 1 and 2,000 other neurons. That fact makes the possible number of connections between your neurons almost infinite. You possess the capacity to learn anything you need to learn, given the right training, sufficient time, and a high degree of motivation. And yet we still hear people say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, a leopard cannot change its spots, and I can't change, I am what I am. Everyone has the ability to improve on their current situation and condition. A small advance is always possible, but only if you have a high teachability index. Again, what is the teachability index? The teachability index is the measure of your willingness to accept two things. One, new information from other humans, as opposed from learning only from your own experience. And two, change long-cherished and ingrained habits of thought and action. Let's look closer. To what degree are you willing to absorb new information from other human beings as opposed from learning only from your own experience? Some people won't be told. Instead, they need to learn from their own experience, which is okay, except that it's too slow and dangerous. Instead, use other people's experience, other people's knowledge. Learn from others. It's quicker. Some people won't learn from other people. In certain circumstances, this trait can be a virtue, but if taken to extremes, it can become a flaw in the character. Such a person becomes unteachable, a know-it-all, too prideful to accept the notion that other people know things that he does not know. Too prideful to accept the notion that other people could teach him something. Do you know a person who is a know-it-all? Do you know a person who is too prideful to learn from others? If so, this individual has a low teachability index. How sad. Accept and implement changes to long-cherished and ingrained habits of thought and action. Many people are stuck in their ways and hate the idea of change. They say, change is tiresome. Change is a nuisance. Change is an unnecessary infringement into my comfort zone. I don't like change. Unfortunately, the world is awash with continuous change. Change in government, change in technology, change in fashion, change in climate, change in circumstances, change in mood. The stuff of life is change. One needs to adapt, evolve, and grow. So the teachability index includes a measure of how willing you are to accept and adopt change. Are you willing to change? Are you willing to adapt? Are you willing to evolve? Are you willing to grow? Are you willing to learn new ideas and concepts, methods, protocols, and implement change? Change that requires you to drop the old ways of doing things in favor of the new, throw out the comfort zone in favor of the crash course, to substitute what is comfortable retirement with what is uncomfortable transition, to reject the old you and embrace the new you. The Teachability Index means that you should accept changes that are necessary for you if you are to make the next improvement. For without a high teachability index, there is no real learning. And with no real learning, there is insufficient adaptive change. And without sufficient adaptive change, there is no real improvement. And with no real improvement, there is not enough progress. And with not enough progress, there is no ultimate success. And so without a high teachability index, there is no ultimate success. Therefore, adopt the following advice. Develop a high teachability index. Increase the measure of your willingness to absorb new information from other humans as opposed to insisting on learning only from your own experience. And increase the measure of your willingness to accept and implement changes to the habits of thought and action. Become an old dog with new tricks. Become the first leopard with triangular markings. Change what you are. Thank you.